this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I don't know. Maybe I should try getting up on the roof. It's been a little stressful lately.
It's always a great day up on the roof, Meg.
Absolutely. And guess what? Our guests this morning for the next hour are my friends from Quality Roofing Solutions. Benjamin Murphy is here. He's the director of marketing with his guest, Carl Broussard. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Sure
Roofing
did.
Broussard, a little Cajun going on there.
A little bit.
Green just Cajun. A little, Roofing consultant, and we're here to talk about roofing solutions and your business. So first of all, tell us about Quality Roofing Solutions.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Meg. We're excited to be here. Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated residential and commercial roofing contractor. We've been thankful to be in the Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, all the way through Walton County, and Okaloosa, of course. And we're really specializing in residential replacement, but we offer repairs, of course, commercial work. We also have a fully staffed gutter division that is helping customers with drainage issues in that capacity. So, just a beautiful day out here in Pensacola. Glad to be here in the studio. And as you said, we've got Carl Broussard here in the office, in the studio.
It's my office. Yeah. Yeah, okay. It'll work.
In the studio with us today. And, you know, I love bringing our team members who are out in the field every day interacting with customers. And Carl is a roofing consultant. So that means he's meeting with customers on the front end who may be having some challenges or have questions about what's going on. And I felt like that would be a great guest to bring
in.
I
love it.
So I know we sometimes get some questions and,
absolutely.
You know, this is the one to call.
Yeah, the experts are in the house. That's why we call it the expert panel. So if you have a question about your roof, about maybe a project you're looking at, we've got a roofing consultant in the studio this morning, and Carl is here to answer your questions. So just text him in, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So Carl, you're out and about in the community, and we've now gone from hot to cold to hot to cold. I think we're going back up again. So what are you seeing out there? And as you're out there meeting homeowners every day, what's a typical day like for you out in the field?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's great to be here this morning. Well, I guess I'll start with the latter part of that question. There is no typical day out in the field.
I'm not surprised.
We're dealing with every situation you can think of that's roof-related, sometimes not even roof-related. I also find myself counseling sometimes.
That's
because,
probably true.
I mean, as everyone knows, you know, roofs, like everything else, have gone up exponentially. Mm-hmm. So it's the biggest thing is always... Not always, but most of the time I'm meeting a customer is, how am I going to pay for a new roof? So fortunately, we've got solutions there too. But I think the biggest thing is that our philosophy at Quality is we're not selling a roof to you. We're selling a roof for you.
Mm.
So if you approach it with that standpoint, how do I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's overcoming the price, making sure that you're going with a reputable company that's been in business for over 20 years, which, as Ben will tell you, that's a rarity in this industry.
Well, we know about all those quickie roofing groups that come in after hurricanes and storms and stuff that are here today, gone tomorrow. So really beware of that.
Yes.
And you'd want to find someone that's essentially got the certifications and knows how to permit and handles everything legit.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You know, of course, when we see those storm events, I mean, we even had a storm event come through the Freeport area last week with that mm-hmm. little small tornado.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, and making sure, like Carl said, that you're working with a reputable contractor, licensed, insured. Of course, those are things that we check the box with, and that's foundational for us.
And the reputation that you've had for over 20 years.
That's right. We're very
accountability
thankful.
Is very, and this is a small community, so people know.
Absolutely, we're very proud of our 4.9 rating on Google with over 1,100 reviews here in Pensacola alone.
And that's 4.9 out of 5.
That is correct.
Just
that
want
is
to
correct.
Clarify.
Yes.
Which is pretty incredible.
You know, we very much want to help our customers find the right solution, what is the best fit, and we're not there just to sell them something. We're there to provide them a roofing solution.
So how long have you been doing this, Carl?
That's kind of a funny story.
I got a little smile right now. I really want to know.
I mean, I've semi-retired from my business.
Me too.
about 3 years ago, David, who is our CRO and head of sales at Quality, has been a good friend of mine, and he approached me and said, hey, you're going to have some time on your hands. Why don't you come help us out and sell some roofs? And I said, sell roofs? He said, first of all, I'm not a salesman. He said, well, the good thing at Quality, you don't have to be. You just educate people. Tell them what we do versus maybe some don't.
Right.
And so I said, sure, I'll try it. And was immediately hooked. It's one of the most enjoyable. I just, if anything, is regret of why didn't I find this, you know, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the money is important. We all need money to survive. But the pleasure goes back to, in my former life, when I was a teacher.
Oh, sure.
I'm educating people. I'm giving them a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And you would hope at the end of the day, yes, price is important. But, man, there's so much more to a roof than price.
Well, it must feel good to be able to give people, see that lighting like it's going to be okay, to be their comforter and come up with a solution. There's nothing better.
100%.
Yeah.
And the good thing is Quality has the solution. So Ben, all the way from Brian, our owner, through the C-suite to marketing to production to all of it, it's just such a well-run organization, and the word integrity runs throughout the organization. And we all know in construction that's not a priority
not
word.
Not usually the first adjective, yeah, right? Yeah. Right.
So we're overcoming all of that, and just, I mean, it's a testament to the reviews. We you know, we have more reviews, I think, than probably all the other roofing companies combined.
Right?
Yeah, probably just about, yeah.
Interesting. So, Carl, then you get the call, and you're a roofing consultant, so you get the call to come out and take a look at a situation. You probably, unless there's like a one-line description, really don't know what you're walking into, do you?
Correct.
So then when you let's just take what would be a recent situation where a homeowner called you with a problem and you were able to help them find a solution.
Well, a lot of times it's being called out for what they mention as, hey, my roof, I need a repair, I think, because my roof is leaking.
A repair, I think, in quotes.
Yeah. And then when you get there, you see the dreaded spot on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And man, at that point, it's a lot worse than you're thinking. And sometimes it's real simple. It's a pipe boot. It's, you know, something that's easily identifiable. But most of the time, it's you've now stretched a 15-year roof system to 25 years. And you're seeing the results of that. So it's I think in the back of their mind, most of the time they know it's not a repair, but
right,
you know, people want to hope it's a repair. But, and again, if it is a repair, we're perfectly fine with that. We have a repair department that'll be happy to take care of that. We're one of a few roofing companies who's not there to sell you a roof all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can handle all of it. But yeah, that's the thing. And then convincing them that, or educating them with the components of what's involved in that roof system, because a roof is not a roof.
Okay,
a steak is not a steak, you know.
Well, maybe you need to elaborate a little more. The roof is not a roof, because for someone like me that knows zero, and I've shared with Ben, I know zero about roofing, other than I hope it's still there when I come home.
That's right. Especially after a storm.
Especially after a storm. But other than that, I'm like your customer you're talking about. I will wait till the last minute, because if it's not nothing wrong, don't fix it, or whatever that expression is.
Yeah.
I kind of
ignore. If it ain't broke,
thank you. That's it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But that's very rare in the roofing industry.
So then I call you in. So then, what are the things to look for that are serious?
Well, that's
not
a good
to
question.
Ignore. Because yeah. I have to confess, but if I saw that little bit, I probably would ignore it for a while.
Yeah.
It was just a really heavy rainstorm in my mind.
Well, as I said, by the time you see that spot on your ceiling, a lot has transpired before that. The important thing is call us out. Get us to inspect your roof. If you know your roof's approaching, you know, 15-plus years,
that's right,
call us out. Let us look, and we'll tell you. We're not out there necessarily to sell you a roof. We're out there to help you.
And is there a fee for that initial look through, or
no? We'll do an estimate, and if you've got something going on, we're happy to come out there and help. Just take a look and give you an honest assessment of what's going on.
Okay,
100%.
Yeah,
and if just most people are so busy, they drive up, they don't even look at their roof. They go in the house and you know, if it's not...
That's
it's
how
not,
I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I get it. But every now and then, just stop, take a look, see if you see something that looks out of the ordinary. A shingle.
Carl, what might be some of those things? Yeah, like...
And that's what I'm asking is, what do I need to... Okay,
visual
I get
cues.
The water in the ceiling, but what are the other things that I might see as I drive into the driveway?
Some of the common things, nail pops.
What's that?
It's basically... You know, we talk about the heat and the cold. We've been experiencing it right now. And as we have that, we have a constant expansion and contraction of that plywood that's your decking. And as that happens, those nails tend to start to back out.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, and then you'll see it in your shingles as a little tint, looks like. It's just kind of popping up. Well, eventually that nail's, as your shingles get more brittle, that nail's going to pop through there. Mm-hmm. That's an instant leak.
Ooh.
And, you know... Nail pops are like weeds. When you get one, there's a bunch coming.
Wow.
So that's
yeah, I would not know to look for that. Yeah. That's a great tip.
The other thing is I constantly bring people outside and I'll say, okay, look at your roof in the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see these shiny edges everywhere. Mm. It looks like that's normal aging. You know, as your roof loses granules, it starts to expose the fiberglass and the components that are in there. And that's what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. So that's all signs of, hey, it's coming. I'm getting toward the end of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, a new roof system, and when I say new, I'm talking zero to about 13. And insurance companies have figured that out in case you guys haven't noticed. You start getting that letter that or dreaded. That pressure at year 15.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know that after that, after year 13 to 15, it goes the deterioration goes up exponentially. So... they know the chances a storm comes here, they're replacing your roof. So that's what you're seeing.
Wow.
Number one is the letter, or number two is your insurance premiums continuing to go up beyond the normal escalation that we're all used to.
Well, certainly in this area. I mean, that's Florida. We're in Florida for sure. If you've got a question, we're talking with Quality Roofing Solutions. Ben Murphy, their director of marketing, is here with us, along with Carl Broussard, who is a roofing consultant. So he's the guy that comes out and takes a look at your property. So if you've got a question, he's the expert this morning. Definitely text it in, 850-437-1620. And there's nothing stupid. You can't ask a stupid question on this show, because I certainly know how to do it. I've become very good at that.
Well, you know, and I think it's important, like Carl's alluded to, you know, educating our customers is so vital and so important to what we do. And replacing a roof for most homeowners is something they're only doing every 15-20 years.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal, but it's also not like riding a bike. And it was a lot different when I did this last time, right?
Right.
Or, I mean, heaven forbid you've moved from another part of the country where they have completely different roof systems, whether that's, you know, tile or stone, or, you know, they vary depending on the climate. So having, again, somebody that you can trust that gives you that guidance, you know, our team does an incredible job at taking before photos, providing photo documentation. You know, we don't expect our customers to climb up there on the roof with us. We're going to show you what's going on, and you have that visual proof. If you don't need a roof, that's great. You know, we want to, again, help educate you so when that time comes, you know what to expect. You know how to pay for it, if you will. You know, we want to be an advocate for you any way we can.
So it's pretty clear that there's definitely a life to a roof that's been installed 10 to 13 to 15 years, as we've been talking about. But what's interesting to me, too, is that the technology has changed so dramatically in terms of the materials that are used. And so have you found now that there are certain materials, Carl, that when you take a look and you go, oof, that's not going to last very long or much longer. What do you recommend now going forward? What is the trend? Maybe that's not the right word, but what would be the trend in the business now? Or what's the safest, most long-lasting, in quotes, roof materials that you've found in your experience?
There's another one of those loaded questions.
Sorry.
You've got to watch out
for
her. She'll keep you on your toes, bud.
There's so many components involved in it. And, again, with a company like Quality, you're getting quality materials, quality company. The integrity is huge. You know, Brian takes great pride in the reputation of our company. So we're not going to put inferior products on your roof. Probably most people have heard the term builder grade. We don't use anything builder grade.
What does that mean?
It's normally what track home builders use, and there's a reason why. Can you guess that reason?
Cheap.
It's the cheapest.
I'm pretty smart that way.
And there's a reason it's the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, can you speak a little bit to why we utilize the type of shingle and specifically the brand of shingle, CertainTeed, that we do?
100%. CertainTeed's claim to fame, I preach on two basic differences with CertainTeed versus an Atlas or a Tamco or, you know, these other brands out there. One is the heft. They build a heavier duty shingle, and that's the proof is in when you weigh the bundles.
Yeah.
CertainTeed is 4 pounds per bundle heavier than the rest of the competition.
Interesting.
So you're starting off with that.
Mm-hmm.
Second part is their warranties. One of the unfortunate dirty words in this industry is warranties. They're not, you know, most manufacturers' warranties, let's be honest, they're not built for the consumer. They're built to protect the manufacturer. CertainTeed is different. They do not have, I'm using air quotes, an act of God clause or a name storm exclusion.
Well, that's important in this area.
No kidding.
Wow.
What it basically means is your roof is, your warranty is void if our biggest peril causes the damage, which is a named storm. We get them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So CertainTeed says, no, we don't have that. We're going to honor our win rating. Well, we're elite master installers for CertainTeed, so we're bringing that win rating up to 160 miles an hour, and that's a true 160 mile an hour warranty.
Wow.
So I stress that all the time. Ask the question, does your warranty have that clause?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're honest, they're going to say yes. But maybe here's how you get around it. But I can't think of a reason why I would leave myself that exposed, because in the past, it was always, well, insurance is going to take care of it, so I'm not worried about a warranty. Well, if you've dealt with insurance in the last so
here.
Many years, you know mm-hmm. that's not the case. So that mm-hmm. warranty is extremely important. So so CertainTeed is, I mean, they've been around forever. They're a huge manufacturer. It's not a name, you know. Shingle brands aren't sexy. Nobody knows about it. You ask a car, they're like, oh, heck yeah, I know
that.
That's but ask them a shingle brand. They're not going to know.
I wouldn't have the first clue. And I'm honest about that. Yeah. But that's why I enjoy this show so much, because since Ben's been coming on and Brian and you and people, I've learned so much. And it's just great to be able to educate folks and let them know about the options, especially right now. It is the middle of March. So if you're thinking about making a change, wouldn't you say now is the time to do it?
Absolutely. Before that season is upon us, making sure that minimally, to Carl's point, getting an inspection, having
just
that peace of mind. Yeah. Storm season's coming up, and we not only have hurricanes that can roll through, and I said the word, I'm sorry, but we have a lot of microbursts. We have some mm-hmm. tornadoes in the north end of the county. I mean,
right.
The Pace Milton area, they could hit some pretty bad storms up that way.
High
so,
winds and
rolling thunderstorms.
Tree limbs dropping and
absolutely
all that good stuff.
So, if you're just maybe not sure, you don't want to have that dreaded conversation, I promise you, we've got a team of incredibly helpful and resourceful people that are here to help you and educate you. Our team members, just like Carl, are there to answer any questions you may have, help you find a solution. If you're not ready and need more time, we can help you, with financing options or just there's a lot of different ways that our team is able to help.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left, and we have another question that came in, and I actually personally like this question. Can you recommend anyone to blow the leaves off my roof, not power wash it? Because right now the leaves are everywhere. The oaks are dropping those leaves everywhere.
Absolutely. We actually are going to be developing and have talked about rolling out a maintenance plan to be able to help customers with exactly things like that. Not only
be
able to offer a annual inspection just so they can have that peace of mind, especially for, you know, maybe a property owner who's not here locally, but also including things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the interim, I don't have a firm solution for you on that one, but Carl, would you have any recommendations on a best way to approach that?
I'm gonna let something out there. I have a blower in the back seat of my truck.
So they could probably just get in touch. And
I don't want to be in the blowing off roof business. However, part of that, our inspection is a thorough inspection. So I've got to see every aspect
of those valleys.
Yes,
and
the valleys.
Oh, of course, you know, yeah.
All that stuff collects.
So you could come out to do an inspection, but at the same time you're blowing the lease off to see what you need to see.
100%. There's a couple of vulnerable areas of where, you know, where are most prone for leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And probably top of that list would be penetrations, your pipes, so your boots
chimneys.
That are holding that, chimneys, flashing, those mm-hmm. areas. But valleys is probably number two to three behind pipes and flashing. So you got to see the valley. And the other thing is people, hopefully they realize that shingles are designed for water flowing. Anytime you have a barrier for that, such as leaves, if that water stops, it's going to find its way to along the path of least resistance. So it's going to find that little crack or crevice that you have in those shingles, and it's going straight into your attic. And we all know the problems that start happening there once you get, you know, moisture in that level. So
it's important, I guess, to keep that roof cleared off 100%. If you can.
100%.
Okay.
And I don't advocate everyone getting up on their roof and blowing their leaves off, but find somebody who, mm-hmm. who can do that. That should be part of your yearly maintenance for sure. You mentioned pressure washing, or the caller mentioned pressure washing. It has its place.
Mm-hmm.
But man, they need to know what they're doing, because they can vastly accelerate that granular loss with just a little bit too much pressure. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would think you wouldn't want to overdo. Right. In that case, more is not necessarily better.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, I've heard of instances in where, you know, a customer has maybe got some algae growth or something like that, and they've gone up there with the pressure washer, and that, well, yeah, you've made that algae go away. Those granules have also gone away, and you've probably exacerbated that problem more mm-hmm. than you should have. So pressure washers are not often the best, but that's a great point on the valleys, Carl, because I know I've got way too many pine trees in my house, and I've got one valley in particular that it really likes to collect, and mm-hmm. if I'm not diligent on there, I can notice it's starting to sustain and build up. So
okay, the time has flown by. Thank
Holy
you,
smokes.
Carl, for coming in. And Ben is here. He's going to stick around with us for a while. But in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with you?
Absolutely. We'd love to be able to help you out any way we can. Call our team at 850-788-7691 or visit us at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay, Carl, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you and all that you do. And Ben's going to stick around with us for the next half hour. So if you've got any questions, you can still text him in, 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, continuing to talk about roofs and roofing and solving problems and looking fine. Having your home look fine.
That's right.
That's what Quality Roofing Solutions can do for you. Benjamin Murphy is here in the studio with me. He's their director of marketing. The last half hour, we had Carl Broussard. So thank you, Carl, for coming in. But he's got to go to work. He's got
customers to go help serve.
Yeah, he's got to go. So
Thank
you for sticking around. We had a couple things that we wanted to talk about. But for somebody maybe that's just joining us, tell us a little bit about Quality Roofing Solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operating roofing contractor here in the Escambia County, Santa Rosa County area. We service all the way from the Alabama state line through Panama City. We've got four locations here along the Gulf Coast. But, you know, we're really here to help customers with any roofing kind of questions or problems they may have. You know, we know that roofing is somewhat of a challenge. We know a lot of homeowners are faced with that dreaded letter from the insurance, maybe about a non-renewal, or you've seen your rates go up. So these are all things that we've encountered and seen and can help you navigate. So excited to be here, Meg. Looking forward to answering any questions that, you know, our audience may have. And, you know, thankful to be a part of course, the Pensacola community, but thankful to be here, of course.
Well, Ben is an expert on roofing and roofing solutions. So if you do have a question, you've got a whole half hour to text it in, 850-437-1620. We touched on getting your roof inspected and things that you can do and look out for in the last half hour. One of the things we were kind of laughing about, we kind of avoided the topic of gutters. I got a text in that said, what about gutters?
Well, you know,
that's a whole nother thing, isn't it?
That's right. But, you know, quality roofing.
Does that fall under your umbrella?
Yes. That's one thing that people may not know about quality roofing is we have a fully staffed gutter division that is independent of our roof replacement team. So that means that we can help customers, of course, when they've had a roof replacement and need new gutters, we can help them there. But, you know, a lot of times homeowners may have had that roof replaced a couple years ago, and now it's time to do gutters. And we're happy to help them in that capacity. And just yesterday, actually, it was out with our gutter guys, and we were up in the Pace Milton area, and they were installing gutters on a brand new build, home that had just been installed or just been completed. And a lot of new construction homes don't come with gutters.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think that that would be a must.
You would think so. And I'm going to say maybe that's because they want to give you the opportunity to customize them as you'd like. However, there also may be some cost considerations as to why they don't do that on the initial build. But all that to be said, you know, a team like ours can come in there. We set up these gutters, both sides, the front and the back, you know, in and out in a day. And now that customer's new home is equipped with gutters and making sure that water that's coming off the roof is not landing out the foundation of their house. It's getting away from the house and draining properly, which is important.
And you had mentioned that before, which was something I wasn't aware of, but talk a little bit about that when the water gets into the foundation, because that's the problem. It's not just getting the water off your roof.
That's right. You know,
because that's what I kind of, my naivete, I thought, oh, that's cool.
Get it off the roof. Yeah. Wait, isn't that the point? Oh, I got to get it further away?
Oh, that big pool of water at the base of the,
yeah.
Oh, that's probably not good.
The moat, we're not going for the moat look, you know, right. as much as might be wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like Carl had mentioned on our last segment, Meg, you know, a roof is designed to move that water off the roof system. And any sort of obstacle that water runs into, now on the roof, that may be pine straws, leaves, debris, you know, if it sits there, it's going to find its way into the house through that path of least resistance, whether that's a nail pop or maybe some damage in the decking. The same thing is true once that water hits the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you were talking about that water pooling up right there at the base of your house. Well, if that water is going somewhere, it's going down into your foundation.
I used to have a little lake right by the garage and the driveway, right there in the corner where that last gutter on the end of the house.
Yep. And it, you know, it either can't keep up with flow or if there aren't any gutters. I know I've got a spot in my house where the roof line meets and it's essentially, you know, becomes a waterfall during a
right.
You know, and our rain here is it's not just like the Northwest up in Seattle where it just kind of drizzles all day.
Mm-hmm.
It dumps buckets.
And right. And a lot at once.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to have that water standing there pooling there is not something you want. So our team is able to install seamless gutter systems. It's really, really impressive what these guys do. So we've got a gutter trailer. It's got a gutter machine on it. So we are cutting two-length gutters at the job site.
Oh, okay, so it's not pre-ordered.
Exactly. These are custom gutters that are seamless. We have a 5- and 6-inch option, which are, you know, the 6-inch option is incredible for water flow. And then, of course, we have the leaf guard gutter guards.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
is that?
So that's the almost kind of like a mesh material that goes over top of your gutters.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have all these leaves and pine straw and all that stuff that runs off your roof, it's just getting washed over top of the gutters where they're allowing the water to go into the gutter and drain away.
That was one of the biggest problems I had in my house was the gutters getting blocked up.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get the downspout that's
mm-hmm.
clogged or it gets so heavy that it starts to pull away from.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
these
yes,
are
yes.
all just frustrations as homeowners that we
mm-hmm.
know and
mm-hmm.
our we're happy to help people solve.
So if you just joined us, talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. So if you're having gutter issues or roofing issues and want someone to take a look at it, Ben, how do they get in touch with you?
Absolutely, Meg. We'd love to be able to help you out. Of course, we provide free estimates. Consultations are absolutely free. We want to make sure that we're giving you the best advice and giving you what you need for your home. And you can get in touch with our team, who's happy to answer any questions you have, at 850-788-7691. Or you can visit us at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay. So talking with Ben Murphy, if you have a question for Ben, please be sure and text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Be thinking about that roof. Don't you have a question with her? You know, the H season coming up.
We'll see.
This is Pep Talk. Our expert is in the house, Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. We'll be back on Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. So, Ben, what distinguishes Quality Roofing Solutions from other roofing companies in the area?
Contractors? Yeah, that's a great question, Meg. You know, we can certainly speak to, you know, time we've been in the community, 20 years of locally owned and operated, which is, you know, something that I'm sure others can speak to as well. We, of course, do have over 1,100 Google reviews with a 4.9 out of 5 rating.
Which is pretty spectacular.
Yes, and that's just with our Pensacola location. We actually have about over 1,500 between all of our different locations throughout the panhandle of reviews, that is.
But what is your service area, by the way?
Great question. We service all the way from the Alabama state line through Panama City.
Oh,
and
wow,
then,
okay.
Of course, north. But we also go north past the 10 corridor, mm-hmm. which not a lot of people think of. Well, it starts to get rural up there. No one services that. We go all the way up to the Alabama state line.
Oh, good. Okay.
North as well.
Okay.
So, happy to help in that capacity. But I think the thing that really makes Quality Roofing unique and something that our team has really taken ownership on is it's our roof as a mentality internally. And not to say, we're going to do it the way we're going to do it and you don't get a say, but more so, no, we're going to take care of that roof just like it was our own. And if you don't need a replacement at this point, we're going to let you know that. To Carl's mention last segment, if he's up on a roof and he's doing an inspection and there's pine straw, he's not just walking about around the pine straw. He's going to blow off that pine straw because he needs to do that to do a proper inspection.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message from one of our production managers last week of how a homeowner caught one of our quality assurance representatives taking the trash out to the street.
Oh, wow.
You know, it just, we're already there. We actually needed to move it so we can get the trailer. So he just took it to the street. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just those kind of little subtle things that really make the difference.
Well, sometimes they call it the culture of the company.
I'm very proud of the culture that we have at Quality Roofing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had Brian Ward in here, the owner operator, before, and he has done an incredible job at instilling a culture that we are all very honored to be a part of. We actually have a pact, which is a set of values that we all really align with. I don't mm-hmm. want to even say follow, because they align with us as team members.
Mm-hmm.
And from myself in marketing, through our admin team that's answering the phones, through, of course, our production team out there serving our customers, everybody cares about the customer and is there to help them.
Well, that was one thing that was really sweet that Carl said, is that his favorite part of his job is the fact that he's actually helping people solve a problem. And that's a great attitude to have.
Absolutely.
It's really great.
Absolutely.
Now, some of the things that we were talking about during the break, I don't really think these things through, but once the roof's on, everything's done, and then the team just walks away. But you were saying that's not the culture of your company. Talk a bit about that, because that's something I've never thought about, the after effects.
Absolutely. You know, of course, we're going to make sure we do a quality job during that installation. But again, it's how we leave that customer's home. It's how we leave that customer feeling. And we don't ever want that customer to feel like, oh, well, now I'm the construction company's cleanup crew. That should not be the case.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
We've been there. We're like, oh, the electrician's left. I got to sweep mm-hmm. up all the drywall dust. Mm-hmm. Like, that stuff shouldn't happen, you know. So from the initial onset, when our roofing consultants are meeting with homeowners, they're putting on the booties on their shoes so that, you know, we're not accidentally tracking anything in. Of course, when we're out on a job site doing that installation, our crews are laying down the tarps, protecting your air conditioner, protecting the flower beds, making sure that we move, you know, any big pots or plants that may be affected during that install. But, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, Meg, and I think one of the, again, the things that makes Quality Roofing unique is our triple nail sweep guarantee. And so that is an actual process that we perform on every job. And that is doing a magnetic sweep of the nails. So we've got a big, like, 36-inch wide magnet on wheels, and they roll it across the yard, you know, of course, wow, picking it up. But then after that, they rake that same area with a hand rake to, again, make sure we're not missing anything. And then they do a hand sweep, especially around those bushes, the shrubs where, you know, may have fallen under the pine straw. It's so important that we take care of that customer's property, and our goal is to leave it cleaner than we found it. We say that you know, emergency room bills are a lot more expensive than doing the job right, and we would hate for somebody to be hurt as a result of that. So, you know, things like that are important, and the fact that it's not just something we say from a marketing side, but those are things that our production guys are doing every day. That matters.
I think that's really, really important. Okay, we've got another question from one of our listeners, a little different topic, but I have a question concerning insurance. I had some professional roofers that did my house, and they did it about 5 years ago, but they didn't pull a permit. So is there any type of inspection that I can get now from a roofing company like you guys that would be satisfactory to an insurance company?
That is a great question. We would absolutely love to be able to help you with an inspection, and we actually are able to do essentially a insurance report where we can say this roof has more than this amount of life left in it. The one thing I would encourage you to contact our team about is that open permit or the fact that they didn't pull a permit, because really that's going to be a very vital part of what your insurance company wants to see. I know there have been past instances where our team, even though we were not the company that installed the roof, especially in a lot of those Ivan roofs that maybe didn't have a contract pulled, we've been able to work with the county to get them the paperwork that they need to go ahead and close out a permit. So to our caller there, I would say please get in touch with our team at 850-788-7691, or you can contact us at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Share a little bit more about what you got going on, and I know that they'll be able to help you out and provide you a solution.
Yeah, I think you wouldn't want that out there, the open permit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know there's been instances where our team has, you know, either contacted the previous contractor to help them submit the paperwork for the permit. Again, working with the county to get whether that's our inspection report. But make sure you get that permit logged with the county. It's going to be very, very important.
Okay, great question. I'm so appreciate you sending it in. If you've got a question for Ben with Quality Roofing Solutions, just text it in, 850-437-1620. So we talked a lot about, I like the triple, what was it called?
Triple nail sweep guarantee.
That's very important because of kids, dogs, cats. I mean, and I'm not going to say what the company was, but when I had some work done on something else and the nails had fallen into the bushes, and then the first time there was a wind, they dropped right under the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very important. We've got to protect what matters most. And at the end of the day, that's why you're buying a roofing system. It's not because you want the latest, coolest roof. It's because you're protecting what's inside. And it's our job to make sure that we protect that your property just like it's our own.
Okay. Talking with Ben with Quality Roofing Solutions. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Ben Murphy is here with Quality Roofing Solutions. Ben, we got a text in that says, you're going to like this one. I work in the real estate field and have been at houses that have used your company for roof replacement. Owners have praised your crews and quality of work.
Aw.
Yeah,
well, thank
that's
you.
Very nice.
That's awesome. And, well, that makes my heart warm.
Yes.
We love working with our real estate agents. We work with a lot of local real estate agents. You know, of course, specializing with their timelines on moving into closings, and our teams are able to work really quick. But the fact that their homeowners are happy with the level of service we provide is huge. One thing that I think is also really important for homeowners and real estate agents, really just our audience to know, is that we also do have a showroom here in Pensacola, right here off of West Herman Avenue. We've got a staff showroom with product samples, with people you can come and talk to. It's a great way to not only get to meet the company that you may be hiring to work on your roof, but maybe you just want to pick up some samples and see what it looks like next to your house. Of course, our reps are going to bring that out when they come out and see you, but we do have a showroom that you're more than welcome to come and visit as well.
Yeah, that's great, because I want to be able to see it. And the trends have changed. There's different looks. You might be changing the whole look of your home at this point.
Absolutely.
You never know, getting new siding or pops painting the outside, well, the exterior.
And I think it's also important, especially with those homeowners who may be selling, or that they consider what's going to be the option that's going to be best for a potential buyer.
Mm-hmm.
You may like that very bold choice, but our team, again, can help guide you on what might be the best solution. So if you have any questions, or you're just not sure of where to start with your roofing project, please reach out to our team. We'd love to help you out in any way we can. You can contact us at 850-788-7691 or visit us at Quality Roofing Solutions. We are here to help, and when quality counts, contact Quality Roofing.
That's a pretty good slogan. I like that.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Been talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. Had some great questions this morning. We've covered everything from actual roofing solutions. We had Carl in earlier, who's one of their roofing consultants. And that's what I love about it. When you meet somebody like Carl, it seems like such a genuine person who really does care about making
Absolutely.
A difference for the customer. And he said his favorite part of his job is the when the people look at him and they're very happy.
Yeah.
And they feel safe. Because I was just saying to him, to Ben at the break, I just don't know enough about roofing to even ask the right questions.
Absolutely.
And so that's why if you can trust the company you're working with, then you can actually go down that road.
We don't ever want to overwhelm our customers by providing them content, answers, things of that nature. But it is our goal to also, again, educate you. And we want to make sure you're aware of every step of the process. I think our team does an incredible job at being very proactive, not only letting customers know what they can expect. Actually, one of my team members on the marketing side, she's developing a cute little roadmap that has, you are here, and this is the next step.
Oh, so, thank you for people like me.
Hey, I'm a very visual person, too.
Me too.
Things like that are what I love about what we do and how we can better serve our customers.
Okay. So thank you so much, Ben, for spending the extra time this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
And if you want to get in touch with Quality Roofing Solutions, can you get those information out one more time?
Yeah. If you have any questions about your roof or need just some answers about what's going on, contact our team at 850-788-7691 or visit us at Quality Roofing Solutions. Have a quality day, Meg.
You too. Thanks so much, Ben. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.